Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93. Wes Fromm in our studio, along with Jillian Ritchie, senior basketball player for the Michigan Tech women's basketball team. They are just, they just keep on winning, and that's really what it is. Jillian, nice to have you back. She just reminded us that she was here her freshman year. I had forgotten about that when she was going down to play her sister down in Green Bay. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back.
Yep, it's been a while, but...
How about this season? Incredible right now.
Yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better way to go out as a fourth-year senior here. This team that I'm on this year has just got a little extra something that you can't really put into words, but whatever we have, it's working, and every game we fight to the fullest, and somehow we always come up with a win, and it's working for us.
I know that every team obviously believes that they're going to win a conference championship and, you know, not lose any games, but did you honestly believe, you know, going through summer workouts with this team, that you guys had a chance to be at this point in the season 22-1?
Definitely not. Well, not to say put anything against my team, but I don't know, you just never think that this year is going to be that special year, and it just kind of crept up on us, and game after game all of a sudden we only have one loss and look where we are, and we have potential of hosting GLIAC and now maybe even regionals. And I mean, that has been my goal as a senior. I told coach at the beginning of the year, I want to host GLIAC. She always asks you for one goal, and I want to host it. I'm a senior. I want to do it once. And now that it's actually possible, it's incredible.
Is this season different at all in that from us watching the games, there are a lot of times where you guys have maybe a bad half, but you're able to turn it around and completely dominate the next half or vice versa. Is that different than maybe the other 3 years that you've been here?
Yeah, possibly. Sometimes, yeah, we do get in the locker room at halftime. We're like, oh, what just happened? But we always turn it around, and I always tell my parents that there's one, like maybe two of us can have a crappy game, but someone's always going to go off for 2025.
Is that the strength of this team, just the balance that you guys have? There's five of you, I think, averaging double digits, or maybe four of you at least, and obviously other capable players. You got Mackenzie Pertu, who is an all-conference type player off the bench, and obviously Kylie Moxley, and so you guys got such balance. Is that the strength of this team?
I think so. I mean, you have to double Danny inside, otherwise she's going to rip right past you, but then you leave Kelly Guy in the corner. It's just pick your poison, really.
How about your final season? You celebrated senior day. What was that experience like for you?
Really crazy. It was the first year I didn't really have to do senior gifts. Usually I'm in charge of that, so it was kind of a relief to not be in charge of that. But just to have the band surround you and serenade you and my parents out at half court, it was really crazy. Still can't really believe it happened to me.
How about as we come down the stretch here now, we got Northwood coming up on Thursday, and then at Lake Superior State. Obviously, at Northwood is going to be a very tall challenge. They're a good team. What do you remember about the first time we played them?
Earlier this year, I remember it was a three-point game, I think, with about a minute left. And then even last year when we played at their court, we gave up 80 points, and we fell to them, so... these past five games, coach said we've been averaging giving up about 50 points, and we want to keep that streak going. So it's really going to be about defense, stopping their scoring guards. They have a really strong offense, and they just attack the rim all day long, and we just have to stop that and hopefully keep them under what we usually do.
Talk about you for a minute. Talk about your family a little bit, and maybe give a shout out to somebody who might be listening. I don't know. Did you tell anybody that you're going to be on the radio?
No. Well, my sister might be listening. I don't know. She lives in Denver, but it's a little earlier there where she's from. But yeah, my sister Adrian played in England this past year. She's actually England's Player of the Year. So
oh, wow,
how cool is that?
I live under a pretty big shadow at home. But yeah,
the bar has set.
Yeah. But no, she taught me a lot over the years, and there's no way I would be here without her. So.
Are you the youngest of all?
I am. I'm the baby.
Yeah. You can make a tournament run and go like farther in the tournament than she ever did, then maybe that could be your...
Oh, yeah. They already have some...
bragging rights.
Yeah, they have vacation days set off to the side for... My whole family does for
That's
whatever
awesome.
Happens.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. How many games have your, you know, has your family been up to? How many...
My mom and dad don't miss any. My oldest sister, Erica, has been to about four this season, and Adrian's just been to one. So,
like, they don't miss any, as in they go on the road?
Oh no. Sorry, home games.
Yeah, home games.
Yeah, but otherwise online, they all have accounts with the Husky little whatever streaming that is. Live, yeah. They all have accounts with that. Yeah.
How about academically? On track to graduate this spring?
I hope so, yeah. Yeah, I definitely am. I'm taking a light load this semester, only 11 credits, but it's all classes I love, with the exception of Understanding the Earth. I had to take a lab science in order to graduate.
Well, that prof is
you're a what major? So people.
Oh,
understand.
I'm scientific and technical communications.
Okay, so communications major and science, yeah. I was the same way. I was a communications major. Science was not my thing.
Oh, no.
I have much respect for all the science. Scientists and engineers that go to Michigan Tech.
Kenzie Pertu's in that class with me, so we battle through it together.
Jillian, what do you like to do as hobbies, as far as other than basketball and school and stuff like that?
When I do have a free second, I like to paint or draw. Ooh. I'm really into art. If I could have majored in art, I would, but they only have a minor here. I just like to doodle, I guess.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
All right. Well, we appreciate you getting up. When's your first class today?
9:30.
Oh, that's not that
bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
Not bad.
That's the first time Wes hasn't felt bad about a student athlete in a long time coming in here early.
What's your first class?
11.
2 in the afternoon. Yeah. Like, oh, sorry about that.
Well, Jillian, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Good luck down the stretch here. This is going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see where we go.
Yeah, very much so. Jillian Ritchie, senior basketball player for the Michigan Tech basketball team, women's basketball team. They will play Thursday night at Northwood and Saturday afternoon at Lake State University. Both games will be broadcasted live on Mix 93 with Wes the Bomb Fromm. And we'll have more Drive Time coming up in just a moment. Stay tuned here on Mix 93 WKMJ.